Welcome back to the Play Cycling Podcast. Today we'll discuss about the Astana statement on Miguel Angel Lopez. Their contract is ended because of possible connections with Dr. Marcos Minar, and maybe there are some involved doping. And Aichka, maybe you can read the statement first.
Yeah, the statement from El Release passed today on Twitter and on the website. Astana Kazakhstan team discovered new elements showing Miguel Angel Lopez's probable connection with Dr. Marcos Minar. Accordingly, the team had no other solution than to end the contract between team and rider based on breaches of said contract and internal team rules with immediate effect. To preserve the rights of the team and rider, no further comments will be made. So, yeah, I mean, by this is pretty obvious, like saying breaches of said contract, internal team rules. It's almost definitely connected to doping case, or not confirmed doping, but he has a connection to this doctor Marcos Minar, which they will probably assume is a doping connection, I would say.
Yeah, because like in the statement there's no word of doping, but 2 weeks ago there was this doping thing in Spain, where the former Kelme director Vicente Belda and his son was caught in Operation Ilex, which is like what was a doping investigation. In the article 2 weeks ago, there was mentioned that Dr. Minar was suspended in 2009 for 10 years from professional activities by the Portuguese Cycling Federation authorities on a number of charges, mostly relating with supplying banned substances when he was a team doctor at the Portuguese squad LAMSS. Okay, I haven't heard of that Portuguese team, but...
I'm pretty sure they were at the Volta. Back in the day.
So yeah, Dr. Minar has been involved in the past in doping activities and was suspended for 10 years. So his suspension probably ended in 2019.
So yeah, it's pretty safe to assume that this is a doping violation.
Oh, 2 weeks ago, the Spanish newspaper El País said that he was like widely believed to be linked in this doping case. So yeah, maybe also probably Miguel Angel Lopez is involved, as Astana mentioned this doctor's name in their statement. The possible clients of this doctor will also include other cyclists and a football team who plays, I think, in third or fourth league of Spanish football, and also a trainer from a swimming club. So yeah, there might be even multiple people from other sports, but probably no one is as big star in their sport as Miguel Angel Lopez.
Probably yeah,
very likely. I would doubt like a big Spanish swimmer or football player was linked to this.
The other option is that they just don't release the big names, because they didn't do that for Operación Puerto Aire in 2006.
Oh man,
they just ignored all the footballers.
Maybe also in Operation Other Loss, because they were mentioned linked only a few athletes in these doping cases, like these doping doctors have like many clients, like 100 plus clients, not like maybe 10, or they have so many clients usually.
Yeah, like even like in Puerto, how was the doctor called?
Alfontes.
Fuentes. He mentioned that he had like clients at Real Madrid. So it's also already the second report that kind of linked the Lopez to doping this year, because back in July, I think, or August, we had the other report where he was suspended for a short amount of time after there were like some reports that linked him to a drug trafficking case, but he was only a witness there or something. Like he was only a witness in that case, so it wasn't really something serious, but he still got suspended, which was kind of weird. So maybe there was some other information that hasn't been made public regarding that, and now he's been obviously not only suspended, but his contract has been completely
terminated, because his contract was also, he had contract until in the next season. Yeah, the thing you are talking about, that was after Tour de France on July 22nd. And he was suspended only until August 1st, August, so only a week. Yeah,
his suspension was because he then wrote Vuelta a Burgos.
Yeah, and Vuelta España, where he finished, I think, fourth, where he had good performance, actually, but didn't win on the high altitude stage. It was on Sierra Nevada.
Sierra Nevada.
He didn't win. He wasn't even the fastest. Yeah, Enric Mas beat him from the GC group, but it's weird because Astana also, this is in August or September, they had a positive rider, Michele Gazzoli, who tested positive for, I don't remember which drug, but yes. If you are a UCI team, you cannot get two positive riders in a 12-month period, or otherwise you'll be suspended, like Vinny Zabu got suspended because they had two positive riders and they got suspended only for a month, but they skipped Giro because of that, I think. And yeah, I think this is the way how Astana might also avoid of this situation as soon as possible.
Yeah, they definitely don't want to get the suspension like Vinny Zabu. And I mean, the Astana also had like quite a lot of doping cases in the past. So it's not really good for the image of the team because, yeah, I think over the years they had quite a lot of doping cases.
Yeah, like their dad sport, their general manager is Alexander Vinokourov, who was in his career also involved in many cases, I think. So yeah, their team hasn't had the best reputation over the years, but yeah, this is actually surprising because this year we already had a Nairo Quintana case where he tested positive for tramadol in two cases, and if his contract was like, it wasn't terminated because he hadn't at that time signed the contract with Arkea Samsic. They unannounced it, but it wasn't put on the paper. And Quintana still is without a team. So yeah, two great Colombian climbers is without a team. And yeah, it's not
But good both news. Have these image problems now with doping, obviously, which some teams won't sign them now, but it's also an option for other teams now who can probably get those riders cheap if they don't really care about these connections. We'll see if anyone signs them. By the way, I just checked on Dopiology, the Astana site. It's nearly 100 people listed there and over 30 incidents over the years. So that's what I meant when I said they had a history.
Well, yeah, they had like in 2009 Tour de France, they had Alberto Contador and Lance Armstrong, and team director at that time was Johan Bernil. So their team has a history like more than 10 years. And yeah, of course, there will be many cases.
Other cases as well, like the old rumors as well, like the Fuglsang Ferrari rumor in 2019 investigation.
Yeah,
Lutsenko as well. So yeah, there have been quite a lot of doping problems surrounding the team over the years. Nothing confirmed.
Yeah, but Fuglsang performed very well on like two seasons.
Yeah, 2019 especially.
When
Liège 2019 and finished second in Strada, and I think second or third in Amstel as well. He had a great year.
He was on podium on many races in 2020 and 2019 seasons. But yeah, this is, I don't know what to think, because lately in sports, like many has tested positive, like Romanian tennis player Simona Halep, who was like former first in the rankings, was tested positive for a drug that was also helping your blood red cells, I think. But it wasn't EPO, it was like something new stuff. Then there was also another tennis player who tested positive. Then there were like many in athletics, many Kenyan runners.
Yeah, Kenya, like, it was huge.
Yeah, even like two people who were like helping Eliud Kipchoge to reach his, to break his 2-hour record, I think. As pacemakers, yes. So it's like lately in the sports, there has been many positive people.
Yeah, it's been a lot. Maybe they I've been following the connections a bit more closely. We also obviously had in cycling the big scandal in Portugal with W5.
Oh yeah, I forgot that.
Yeah.
But Glassdrive is still clean and winning everything. Well,
Glassdrive hasn't been they haven't found anything with Glassdrive, obviously.
Yeah, but Mauricio Moreira did the best pure watts per kilo performance in the Portuguese cycling history. He reached the mutant trendline, or we named it our generational. Okay, he did a generational performance, but it was very easy stage and blah blah. But he isn't a mortal rider still. Why?
Yeah, he used to be a sprinter, especially so.
Okay, sprinter who turned into one of the greatest climbers in the world.
Yeah, it's pretty much Alarcón 2.0, just without the doping. Yeah, coming back to Lopez, I wonder where he'll end up after this, if he'll even get a World Tour contract next year. I hope so, because he is quite fun to watch and could probably help a lot for some teams, especially like even Remco for Astana, he was probably... Yeah, I mean, at Quickstep, he would be perfect. And I mean, I wish he's going there, but I'm not expecting that. And yeah, we'll see also what Astana does, because Lopez was probably, like, he was their best rider for next year. And now they lost already their, like, biggest star rider. Maybe Lutsenko they have as well, who's,
yeah,
I wouldn't like... say, he's maybe on the same level, but they already last year had a terrible year with, I think they were like last in the World Tour rankings last year.
Yeah, they were extremely shit. They were last.
Yeah, so
and
if they...
also Vincenzo Nibali also left the team, so they have no one.
Finished
basically.
Fourth in Giro with a lot of points. So yeah, it's interesting to see how they will fight relegations over the next 3 years without Lopez and with still pretty much the same team that isn't really going to do a lot of damage, I don't think.
Yeah, I don't know what to do if you're Astana, but it's like bad news, yeah, for Quintana and for Lopez, because there aren't like many spots left in teams, so their salaries also won't be as big. They will be on cheap deals, but if I have to guess, Mark Hirschi got signed by UAE Emirates after the DSM. Yeah, also terminated.
Yeah, there was the
contract.
NDA. Yeah,
the NDA.
Non-disclosure agreement. There was some weird things there.
This is a Zonneville, I think, published that thing where at that time Sunweb employees said something about possible anti-doping breaches. But he still got signed by UAE and still is riding. Maybe Lopez and Quintana also will be signed somewhere. But
we'll see how it goes.
Because if you need like UCF points for relegation stuff or to get a wild card, they are perfect riders. They can
because clean Lopez every and Quintana, they're still elite riders, elite climbers.
Like they will clean every like 2.1 or 2HE race, or maybe the hilly Monday classics against like bum riders, who cannot climb at all.
And like they can even compete in the big races. Like they're really good.
Yeah,
like but, top five in a Grand Tour shouldn't be a problem. Five of them.
Yeah, but okay. After this, like Colombian cycling has taken another big hit. Like again, Bernal. I don't know about his form. Yeah,
he'll get back to his best shape after the crash.
Yeah, he's training lately a lot. Yeah, doing his apocalypse rides. So maybe he will be fine. But he won't win a Tour de France again. Their young riders are shit. They are not even doing anything in Tour d'Avenir. Santiago Umba also doesn't look like anything special. Nope. So
Oster Cepeda is trash. And...
Oh, yeah. Sosa is complete trash.
Yeah, so...
Gaviria and Milano also isn't looking great. They are maybe past their prime. So, yeah, Colombian cycling isn't looking great, but yeah. That's their fault.